Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity I have to be with you again. I can't thank God enough for His long suffering, His mercy toward me, my family, those I love, and those I've been praying for. The Lord is very faithful unto them that call upon Him, that believe Him, and I tell you, and they just make their petitions unto God. I tell you, the Bible says if we come to Him and believe, I tell you, the Lord will do what we ask. I tell you, we got to come together, and we got to come to God and pray. And I know the Bible said if we pray effectually and fervently, then we'll have those petitions, because the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And when we pray, I tell you, the Lord Jesus, He hears our prayer. He is an intercessor, and He intercedes our prayers. And as we come unto Him, He knows what we stand in need of before we even ask. And when we come, the Bible said, if our heart don't condemn us, then we know we have the petitions that we ask. I say, our heart cannot condemn us. We need to come to Him with boldness, not that we come as boldness as we are worthy or anything like that, but we come to Him knowing that He's worthy, and we come to Him knowing that He does hear us when we pray, and we bring forth our burdens, we bring forth our cares, we bring our petitions, we come unto Him, we pray for mercy, we pray for help, forgiveness of sin, and we pray for the fellowship that we have in Him, that He gets stronger and better and greater. I tell you, because there's nothing like that. I tell you, when you get saved, I tell you, when you get born again, you've been born of a new nature, and I tell you, you have a new spirit. I tell you, He gives you that Holy Spirit, and I tell you, when you come to Him and you cry out to Him, I tell you, you pray to Him, and you know you have what you need. I tell you, the Lord hears and answers His people's prayers, His ears open to the cry of the righteous. And I know there's times where we feel like maybe our prayers are not being answered, or maybe the God's not hearing us. But I tell you, that if we just continue to pray and we always trust God, believe Him, I tell you, He'll do what He said. And I tell you, but if our heart don't condemn us, if we're really praying and cleansing ourselves and praying for forgiveness of sin, whatever it is, whether it's a bad attitude, whether it's a bad thoughts, or whatever it is, I tell you, that even the thoughts of foolishness and sin, but when we come to Him, we repent, we pray, we get forgiveness, we cleanse ourselves by the Word of God, what we've heard, what we know, and we cleanse ourselves, ask God to forgive us every day. I tell you, we clean up ourselves, sanctify ourselves by the Word of God. Our heart's not going to condemn us. And we know we have what we need. And so we know the Lord hears and answers prayer. And we know today, as a child of God, we're not alone. And we have the Holy Spirit. I tell you, living on the inside of us, we have the Lord Jesus Christ, who intercedes our prayers. And we have a Father in heaven that knows all things. And there's nothing hidden in His sight. He knows everything. And I tell you, one day, I tell you, He's going to come. He's going to send His Son back to come and to get His creation, those, I should say, His children, and bring them home to Him. Because the God's creation, God made, was wonderful. It was beautiful. It was perfect. But yet man fell to sin because of Adam and Eve. They partook of the forbidden fruit. As the Satan came, as he was cast out, he came to attempt to take away whatever he could do, that what God had created to destroy it. And he came to man, God's highest creation that God made, and tempted them. And they took of the sin, they took of the tree, the fruit, and then the sentence of death came. And so, therefore, the Lord had prepared already before the foundation of the world. God already knew what was going to happen, but He prepared, and He sent His Son into this world, a lamb without spot, lamb without blemish, foreordained before the foundation of the world to come and to die for sinners. And I tell you, we all are sinners. We're born in sin and shaped with iniquity. There's none righteous, no, not one. We're all like sheep gone astray. But the Lord has laid the iniquity of us all upon Jesus Christ, His Son, and by His stripes we're healed. And that's why we get to heaven. That's why we're justified, because of what Jesus did at Calvary. And I tell you, I love Him for that. I love the Lord for what of all He's done for me. I just can't thank Him enough. I can't do enough. I tell you, I just want to please Him. It's called me to be a soldier, called me to be a saint, called me to be a child of God. He's called me to be a witness and to preach the gospel to a lost and dying world. He's called us all for something. We all have a part of the body, and He's called us to get out there and get the word out. I tell you, that's the only hope people have today, that the good news of the glorious gospel should shine to them. They got to see something real, something different. They got to feel something. I mean, not just something that the emotions of the flesh or things that people work themselves up. I'm talking about the things of the flesh. I tell you, not that. I'm talking about they need to feel the Lord in you. They need to feel the Lord in me. They need to know that there is a higher power. Even if they're not even saved, I tell you, they can feel. I mean, the Holy Spirit will deal with them through us as we yield our vessels unto the Lord. Let Him use us as He pleases. I tell you, then He can deal and draw all men unto Him. He can draw souls to Him, and they can be saved because of what He did already at Calvary. And I'm thankful for His saving power. I'm telling you, I'm thankful he pulled me up out of the pugmire of sin. I'm thankful He pulled me out of the hands and the palms of the devil. I tell you, the devil had my soul. He had me. I was dead. I was trespassers in sin. But Jesus, He quickened me and made me alive. I tell you, He made me a new creature in Christ. I tell you, He changed my dead state. I was dead and trespassing in sin. But he resurrected me from the dead. I'm talking spiritually speaking. He resurrected my soul from dead. And I tell you, I've been walking in newness of life ever since. And one day I'm going to witness the redemption of the body. One day this old bodily house that I'm housed in today, it's going to be dissolved. And I'm going to have a building up made with hands eternally into the heavens. I'm going to have a brand new body. I'm going to have a new life. I'm going to have a heavenly body to live in heaven with for eternity. This old body cannot inherit the kingdom of God because of sin. I tell you, it's sin. And that's what it is. But one day I'm going to have a new body. And I tell you, I'm looking forward to it. I don't want to go right now because I want to do the work of God. I want to win my people. I want to get the word of God out. I want to tell everybody I know about Jesus. And everybody I don't know, I want to tell them about Jesus. I want to let them know there's a Savior who is mighty to save, one that can save no matter where you're at, what you've done, how deep you've gone. I'm telling you of a man called Jesus that can pull you up out of the sin and put your feet on a solid rock, which is Christ. And I tell you, make you a brand new creature, and you'll be walking in newness of life. I tell you, the old habits that you have will fall off of you. The old love that you had of sin and the pleasure for sin for a season, I tell you, He'll take it away. And I tell you what, He'll give you something on the inside that you love, you desire, and you just want to get closer and cleaner, be more like Him. We either say we're still housed in the flesh, we're still tempted, and there is still pleasure for sin in this old flesh. I tell you, He put the seed of God in our soul, and I tell you, He can't sin. I tell you, He made us brand new like that. But I tell you, outward man is still perishing day by day. So we got to crucify, mortify, put to death the deeds of this body, that we wouldn't go and run after the flesh. And so we have to realize that there is an inner man, there's an outer man, and that we got to die to self. That tell you, that's something we must do, and that's what God commissioned us to do. Us to lay aside every weight, every sin that so easily besets us, and let us run this race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. I tell you, we're to believe the Lord. I tell you, He is the author and the finisher. I tell you, we're to believe Him, and I tell you, we're to lay aside all the doubt. I tell you, we need to lay it aside, and anything that hinders us from doing the will of God. We got to cleanse ourselves, the Bible said, every day, cleansing ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh, striving to perfect holiness in the fear of God. And so, I tell you, when we do that, I tell you, the Lord will help us, and He'll guide us, and He'll fellowship with us, and He'll let us know that we're on the right track when we feel His presence, when we have the fellowship that He gives, when we follow His word, when we follow His lead, as we obey His voice, as He tells us and what we ought to do and how we ought to do it. I tell you, we yield ourselves totally and completely unto Him. We're not in the dark. I tell you, our eye is single and it's full of light, and we know what we need to do because He speaks to us. And the Bible said the sheep do know His voice, and a stranger they will not follow. So we're to follow our shepherd's voice. He is our shepherd. I tell you, we shall not want. He leads us beside still waters. He restoreth our soul. And though, yea, though we walk through the valley of a shadow of a death, we'll fear no evil, because he is with us. Thou art with us, and thy rod and thy staff, they do comfort us. And we know that we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, because he is our shepherd. What a joy it is today to be saved. What a joy it is to inherit what all that he has given us. I tell you, we're heirs and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you, we're just waiting on heaven. We're just waiting on him to come back and to get us. But while we're here, we're to build up our most holy faith. We're to build and put our treasures in heaven and lay up our treasures there. I tell you, the true riches are us denying ourselves and giving ourselves to God and helping people and winning them by prayer, by fasting, by labor. I mean true labor over precious souls, taking it to heart and crying out to God, save their souls. God, have mercy on them, a sinner. Save their souls. Just like you saved me, save them, Lord. We know you can. Have mercy upon them, dear Father, and that they get saved. That's how we pray. And I tell you, the Lord, through prayer, will open up their eyes. He'll give them eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to understand, to believe the gospel, and to be saved. And I tell you, then they'll walk in newness of life. And they also will become a child of God and a soldier and a laborer of the Lord. The Bible said that we ought to pray for more laborers unto the harvest. The harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. And so therefore, the God is calling a man kind everywhere to repent and to come unto him and to be laborers for him and to win the lost, because we got but a short time. He's coming soon. He's going to come and get his bride. He's going to come, and it's all going to be everyone left behind. Pure hell's going to break loose. I tell you, awful times are coming. I tell you, the tribulation time is coming. I tell you, there's going to be an awful 7 years upon this earth. I tell you, it's going to be terrible. All the things that's going to happen after God gets the church out. I tell you, just like before he destroys Sodom and Gomorrah, those two cities that was given over. I mean, they was given over all types of sin. But the predominant sin down there was homosexuality. And God dealt with them and told them. He sent angels down there to tell Lot to get his wife and family out, that he's going to destroy it because of the sin down there. It's abomination to the Lord thy God. And God sent that fire down and it destroyed the two cities. In the first world, the same thing, when they was just thought that they would just do their own thing. They would plant, they would build, they would continue on. Even though God had a man of God there, he had a man that found grace in his eyes, a man called Noah. And he preached 120 years. God was going to destroy the world by flood. But they didn't believe. They continued to go like he didn't tell them anything. They had never had rain before. They never seen it. They didn't believe it. And there they were. They continued to go and do their own thing, just like they had the before time. But yet the Bible said a time came when God said, my spirit will always strive with man. He told Noah, get into the ark. When Noah did all he supposed to do, he built it, the ark, according to the plan that God gave him. And I tell you something, he got in the ark, God shut the door, and didn't have to worry about any water coming in or anything else, because when God does something, he does it right. And Noah found grace. He followed those plans exactly. And I tell you, God, they were preserved. And I tell you, if you get to heaven today, my friend, you got to come through the door, which is Jesus, and he'll open the door. I tell you, if you open up your heart's door, he'll come in. And I tell you something, he'll save your soul, and you don't have to worry about dying in sin and going to hell. He'll see you with the Holy Spirit of promise to the day of redemption. You'll never have to worry about dying in sin and going to hell. But I see my time's coming on. God bless you. Get by yourself somewhere and pray and ask him to have mercy upon you, sinner. In Jesus' precious name. And amen.